Okay, so without any further ado, let's hand over to Shane Jackson and his demonstration of the iRiver IFP 799T.
Hello, everybody, and good afternoon from Alabama, USA, city of Tuscaloosa. My name is Shane Jackson. And if I'm going out over Main Menu, hello to all Main Menu listeners. Whoever edited this for Main Menu, I hope you were able to get it down to a decent size. I'm recording in stereo, and I'm recording in stereo. So when you hear the review, it's going to be in stereo. Now, on Main Menu, it will be in mono. That's okay. I'm using a mono mic right now, mic. I'm used to speech. I've been asked by some to review this little contraption that I have in my hand. I got it for my birthday, which was Thursday. We are staring at an iRiver IFP799T. IFP799. I'm sitting here in a chair with a microphone clipped to my chest. This little unit, as I rest it in my palm, is the size of my palm from left to right. It's about, goodness, it's about 4 inches long, four inches, yeah. And it's about, I've got it sitting up, so it's about 2 inches tall, 2.5, something like that. I'm not good with measurements. I don't really know. All I know is it's, you ladies would think it would be like a large lipstick, maybe. A little larger than a lipstick, but not quite as long. On the bottom of the unit is where the battery goes. And I'll take it off where you can hear. That's the case. One AA battery. The unit has, as I'm facing it, from left to right, on the top of the left side, actually on the very end, it has a little hole and a little crack that are facing each other, like next to each other. And that's where you put the hand strap. The neck strap. And the neck strap does come with it. We'll get to the accessories in just a second. But that's where the neck strap goes. And I take mine off and on. I put it on, take it off. You know, I don't use the neck strap a lot. Coming to the top of the left side, the left end, you have a line-in jack. It's a multi-purpose line-in jack. We'll talk about that. Coming across the unit, going toward the bottom of the end, in other words, toward the ground, is your headphone jack. And these are 3.5 mm headphone jacks, the regular mini headphone jack. And if you hold the unit in your left hand, your thumb rubs across the microphone. This is the internal monaural microphone. At least I think it's monaural. I've never gotten it to do stereo output. Coming up on the very top of the unit, the part where your thumbs would be are flat. See, this doesn't sit straight down. It sits diagonally, so that the screen of it sort of slants upward, you know, like a little clock, like a little alarm clock. You sit the alarm clock on the table and the screen slants upward away from you. That's how I have this sitting. So on the very top where your fingers would brush across the top of the unit, where the alarm button usually is, the snooze button usually is, would be three buttons. We have the on-off switch. And to turn the unit on, you press this and let go. To turn the unit off, you press it and hold it for 2 seconds and then let go. This also functions as your play, stop, pause switch, if you will. And it does resume where you left off. In other words, if you stop in the midst of an MP3 book and go somewhere and you come back, it's ready to go. Now, this is not audible ready. That I know of. I went to the Audible site last night and downloaded The Cossacks by Leo Tolstoy to read and enjoy, and it doesn't do it. Audible has not made this Audible ready, or they haven't made it Audible. I don't know. I'm not going to get into that, but it's not Audible ready. Now, you could burn it onto a CD and then make an MP3 if you wanted to do that. I don't know how it works. I don't use the Audible manager that much. The next button over is the EQ button. I have no idea how that works. That's for changing equalizations. I have not experimented with that and probably will not ever. I'm not interested in changing equalization settings because you usually get into trouble and you don't know how to get yourself back out. So until they come out with the Rockbox software, I'm not messing with that. Incidentally, Rockbox is a talking firmware that works with the Arcos, and I think they're going to come out with it for the iRiver line of players. I don't know if it'll work with the IFP series and the H series. I don't know how that's supposed to work, but point being, we're not going to worry about that here. When they do come out with Rockbox, I'll be glad to come back and show you more stuff, but I have no idea how the equalization feature works. The third button over on the top is a record button. This is one of the simplest little players that I've ever used to record with. To record, if you're in record mode, voice mode, or line in mode, it's called record mode, but it's two different ones, voice using the internal mic and line in, you just press record. To stop it, you just press record. Start recording again, you press record. Stop it, you press record. If you want to pause it, you press play while you're in record mode. That'll pause it. And then when you press play again, that will recommence the recording. I'll show you all that on the recording itself, because I'm going to demonstrate that. This thing has no speakers, so I'm actually going to record the files for this review on the... This is being recorded in SoundForge, but I'm going to record them on the iRiver so you can hear the differences in the different types of mic. And I'm going to use three different types of recording so you can tell. That's all the buttons on top, and we'll get into another feature of this record button in a little while, but right now it's just a record button. Now, if you turn the thing over so that the screen is facing away from you and the bottom is now the top, there's a hold switch, a lock switch. To the left is unlocked, to the right is locked. Okay, I'm going to turn it back on its correct position, correct axis. Your right thumb naturally gravitates to a joystick. The joystick has five positions: up, down, left, right, and in. And by in, I mean you push down on it with your thumb, and that causes the select feature to take effect, or the menu feature to take effect. And finally, on the right end is the USB 2.0 connector, and it is a standard Mini B connector. In other words, it works with the standard off-the-shelf plug if you were looking for one. Not the big one, but the small Mini B. It's not proprietary like my Olympus. I love my Olympus, but it's proprietary, and this isn't. It's just a standard cable. If I'm not mistaken, I heard Larry say that it'll work in the book port too. So if you already have one of these cables, great. But you get one with the unit. It weighs nothing. I mean, I could throw it and hit the ceiling and catch it, but, you know, I'm not going to do that. So this is the iRiver IFP799. Let's talk about it. When you get it, it runs about $170 US. You can probably find it a lot cheaper, $140, something like that, on the net. I went and got it at Circuit City. I don't like ordering on the internet and waiting 3 weeks for it to get here. Actually, I didn't have a choice. My wife got it for my birthday, as I said, so I was jumping up and down. And I had to upgrade the firmware. When you get it, you need to upgrade your firmware. You need to get what's called the UMS firmware. And that is the firmware that allows it to function as a hard drive. Without that, you're going to have to use the crummy audio manager software that comes with it. And I hate it. And you will too. It's sort of like the old Rio manager that used to come with the Diamond Rio. If you go look at my review on Main Menu, I covered that subject. It is hard to use. So what you do is you hook up your USB plug, connect it to the audio manager, and you can do this without sighted help. Download the firmware, which just do a Google on UMS firmware for IFP799, and it'll come up. You'll have to dig. I think you can get it at iRiver.com. You can find it. It's the UMS software that iRiver came out with that upgrades it to serve as a USB mass storage device. So do that and upgrade your firmware to the latest version. Once you've done that, you're ready to go. And we're going to do several recordings, and then I'm going to come back and transfer the recording to show you how easy it is. But right now, I'd like to describe the package and tell you what you get with this little monster. It's a pretty big package, and you have to cut it open. Well, you're used to that. You cut it open, get the little case out, and open it up. Inside there, you have the IFP799. You have a pair of earbuds, which my advice to you is go ahead and ditch those. They're horrifying, at least I think so. Some people like them. One cord is actually longer than the other, so you can wrap it around your neck. And that's cool, but the earbuds won't stay in my ears. If they fit your ears and you like them, great. I despise them and ditch them. I have a pair of Sennheisers I use. It serves the purpose very nicely. So now, you get the earbuds. You get the neck strap, which has a clip that you can clip. I guess you'd clip it to your headphone on the back of your neck. You know, if it comes around, you clip it so it don't flop around back there, flap around. It's a cool little neck strap. It's a fuzzy type cloth material that feels really nice around your neck. It doesn't scratch. And it doesn't form like a little groove in your neck after you've worn it for a while. It's really good. And you hook that on the left end. As I said, you take it, there's a little part that you take off. You know, like on your Braille note case, you know, you can take the strap off of the little hooks on the side. Well, the same thing with this. You unhook the strap from the little thingy. That's all I know what to call it, a thingy. And you attach the thingy to the iRiver. You stick the little tiny little strap that's on the bottom. You stick it through the little hole and push it out through the little crack. And then you push the needle through the eye. You know what I'm talking about? It's like hook and eye thing. And then you tighten it up and stick the strap back in. And you're ready to go. The strap comes directly out the end. And it just lies against, or, you know, you lie it against your neck, lay it against your neck, and it's ready. The only thing you have to watch it, it'll roll. You know, it'll sit there and go from side to side. And I'm moving from side to side as I tell you about it, unconsciously. But anyway, you have to be very careful, especially if you're recording with the internal mic. Okay, so you get the hand strap. Then you get a USB cable, which is really neat. As I said, you get your USB cable, standard mini B cable. You get a line in cable, which is a stereo mini cable. You know, got mini plugs on each end, 3.5 mm, and stick them in there and go. And you get the wrist strap. Actually, it's a wrist band, and it has a little case that comes with the iRiver, a little plastic carry case that you put it in, and the little case has a tiny little strap on the bottom, and you hook that up under, like the when you put the wristband on, it looks like a watch band. You put it on your right wrist, then you unsnap two little snaps on the top of your wrist, and you fit the little flap that you've just unsnapped into the little strap on the bottom of the carry case, and then you re-snap it. So now what you have is the iRiver actually resting on your wrist. And it's very secure. It doesn't come undone. It's very secure. Now, if you've got a small wrist, you might want to wear a sweatband or something with it because it is loose. In other words, the smaller your wrist, the looser it's going to be, or the more loose. Looser? Is that, huh? Is that a correct word? Anyway, the band needs something under it, so you might want to wear like a sweatband under that. And you get all the manuals and stuff in print, and you get the CD version of the audio manager, which you can also download. But like I said, dump that. You don't need it anymore. Once you get the firmware updated, just dump the audio manager. I just uninstalled it because it's useless. At least I don't like it. I don't know if the UMS UMS firmware comes on the disk or not. I sort of doubt it. So I wouldn't even worry about that. It also has a AA battery included. So you do have your AA battery. The microphone is not included, so you have to get your own mic. And I don't know about iRiver. I don't know if they make microphones. So forgive me, I have no idea. But if their mics are anything like their headphones, no thanks. So that is the package. That's what you get. And so I think it's a really nifty packaging deal. And what I'm going to do right now while I'm talking to you is reach down. And I'm going to get the iRiver strap, wristband. And I'm going to put it on my wrist. And you'll hear me tighten the strap in a second. There it goes. Tightening the strap. Pulling it up. And I'm going to buckle it. It has a buckle. And I would have thought they would have used just a pull type strap. You know, like on a watch. But they use a buckle. I guess to keep it firmly on your wrist. It's a pain to get on your wrist. I love it. I'll deal with it. Okay. Now I'm going to take the iRiver, and I'm going to put it on hold because I don't want anything to go off while I'm putting it on here, and I'm going to slip it into the little sleeve on my wrist. So that, is this going to work? Yeah. Slip it in here, and I got it. Uh-oh. Almost got it. Yeah. There we go. Now it's on my wrist. I'll take the hold off. Okay, hold is off. Now, I'm going to leave SoundForge here, and I'm going to do three things. The first thing you're going to hear is the internal mic. Now, I've got the recording set at 44.1 kilohertz, or whatever you call that, 44.1 KHz. And I'm not using any lower setting. You can if you want to. You can change the settings. It's really hard to do without sighted help because you've got to go into the menus and find the setting to change the bitrate and all that. I mean, you could memorize it if you're a mathematician or a person who loves calculus or something. You can memorize all this, and I hope that we get Rockbox soon because that will enable us to use that. I don't use that feature that often. So I have no problem finding a sighted person who said, excuse me, would you help me? And I have no problem with that because, like I said, that's not a feature that I use primarily. I've also got the line in set to do that too. You can actually bring the line in down to mono 11.025, I think. You're going to hear the internal mic first. We're going to just walk around the house. Like Bill Haley said, rock around the clock. And after that, and I have it on my wrist, remember. After that, I'm going to use this mic, which is a mono microphone. I got it at Radio Shack for $10. I'm going to use that for the next segment. And then for the final segment, I'm going to use a little bit higher quality mic. I'm going to use a pair of stereo mics so that you can hear the stereo effect of the iRiver. Now, obviously, you main menu listeners will not hear the stereo effect of the iRiver, and I apologize for that. That's not a limitation on my part. And by the way, that would encourage you to go download iPodder from www.jeffbishop.net and say hi to Jeff while you're there and get iPodder and come listen to the podcast. Then you can hear the stereo. If you don't want the stereo and it doesn't matter, fine. I'm just telling those who are concerned. So I will do those three segments, and I will talk a little more about the unit when I return. So stay with me here. Isn't SoundForge wonderful? We're back, and I've made the three recordings, and I've decided to do it slightly different. I thought I would just paste them in here and have it one long, deal where you could listen to the whole file as one with, you know, seamlessly. But I'm not going to do that. I'm going to have fun. Matter of fact, this is probably going to be a main menu review, so this is going to be fun. I'm taking the wrist strap off, and I'm taking the iRiver out of the case. And it probably just came on. I hope it didn't, but it probably did. I'm going to make sure if it did, I'm going to turn it off. There's a cool way to tell if it's on or not when you hook it up, as you're going to find out. Okay, we're going to grab the USB cable. And now you have to move the little latch on your right. You take your thumb and place it on the end and slide forward. That opens up the USB port. Now to slide back, you click it. You slide it backwards and it clicks into place. We're going to open it up because we're going to hook this unit up. It's hooked up. Now, Windows being the friendly operating system that it is, excuse me Linux users, we're going to hit on off slash play pause. Incidentally, while I'm thinking about play pause, if you're recording and you hit play pause, which is play, it will pause the recording. When you hit it again, it'll start recording, but it'll stay in the same file. In other words, it won't create a track mark. If you stop the recording and hit record again, it will create a different track. So I find that to be a cool feature. Okay, here we go. Let's press the on button and watch what happens. And all of you know that sound. That's the Windows I have just installed a USB device in sound. Just bear with me. I'm going to the start menu, and you know how to get there.
Start menu.
Run. And I'll shut it up because I don't want to hear what I just selected last time. I'm going to type in F colon, seeing as how this is the device drive. E colon is my compact flash reader, so I'm going to type F colon and hit enter.
Windows Explorer, record, type, file folder.
Record.
Record, voice, voice.
I'm using up and down. Record and voice, and I hope I have that speech where you can understand it. Let's see. Have two directories. Now, let's explain this. Record is where the line-in recordings of the external mic recordings went. It creates them, and it gives them a number, .mp3. The voice recordings, the ones done with the internal mic, go in a file folder called voice. Let's go to voice.
Voice.
I'm there. Hit enter.
Voice 000.mp3. Voice 000.mp3 size 1185 kb type.
And it's pretty big because I've got it in stereo, so it's a good size file. We're going to listen to a little bit of that, and Winamp is going to apply its own compression because I have the SQR Advanced plug-in and the Audio Stocker plug-in. I have everything set up, but this will give you some idea of what it sounds like. And like I said, I was just going to paste it in here and let SoundForge do it, but it's going to be compressed anyway. If it goes through main menu or, you know, it's going to sound weird. So just excuse me, and if you don't like it, email me, and next time I do a review like this, I won't run it through Winamp. But I just figure that's the best way to do this here, since I don't have a line in where I could play it, you know, for you. So here we go. We're going to hit enter and let it pop up. And Winamp's going to ask me, do I want the new version?
Winamp,
I'm going to say no. This is a test.
Voice. Record
using the iRiver, and I've got cables hooked up. So we're now recording on the internal microphone. So you'll be able to hear what it sounds like.
Turn my
the iRiver also has a stereo FM receiver, which I have not used except to find channels. I can go up and down using the joystick, left and right. And the joystick also controls the volume up and down. So you can, you know, you can do that. And you can store up to 8 channels on the FM receiver of the unit. So that's pretty cool, I guess. For those of you that want to do that, please refer to your manual. You can also record. So if you listen to Art Bell or Charles Stanley or anybody like that, you can record off the FM radio and it'll convert it to MP3. So that's a neat feature. How cool, huh? The line in is something that I'm going to address in just a second when I'm actually talking from the line in jack. Now, you cannot hear yourself through your headphones or your monitoring device when you're recording with the internal mic. For some reason, you can't monitor it. You can monitor the line in, as you'll see. So, this has been the first segment that I promised. And you're about to hear me touch the unit, and I'm going to come back in the next segment. And when it fades out, because I have the the SQR plugin.
At voice. Record sound.
Oops.
Voice.
Okay, so we're going to go back one. I'm going to do backspace. I'm in Windows Explorer.
Voice zero.
And I'm going to delete this. We don't need it anymore.
Yes, why? Voice. Dialog deleting. Voice zero. No selected item.
And we're going to back up.
Windows zero. No selected item.
And record.
Record.
Is going to be the folder that's selected. And I just left WinApp running because I want a quick startup. And I'm sorry, I'll turn my mic off before I do that this time.
XMIC00.MP3.
Now.
Pointer routed to EDEXMIC.
This thing is smart. It knows I'm using the external mic instead of the line in. So this recording is called XMIC00. And the other one is XMIC001. You can rename them. Like, I'll rename this one right now.
XMIC0.
F2.
Edit box.
F2 renames it. Let's call it George.mp3.
George.mp3.
There you go. F5 to refresh.
XMIC0.
And now George.
George.mp3. Size 3107.
Is at the bottom. The stereo files take up a lot of space. And I just can't stand the lower quality audio. So if you like lower quality audio, please do that because it won't take up as much space. And it sounds reasonably good. I don't know why I'm being such a pain about that. I just like 44.1. And I'm willing to suffer the consequences. Here is our mono mic test. And I'll go ahead and flip mine off. This is segment 2 of our test. I am on the same microphone I was on with SoundForge. The little $10 job clipped to my chest, and I am able to hear myself coming through the headphones, and I'm probably a little softer because I wear hearing aids, and when I don't have hearing aids on, I'm just a little louder. Anyway, so the line in jack is a dual jack. It serves as a line in or a mic jack, so you have to go into the menus. And to do that, you hold down the in portion of the joystick. First menu is general. The second menu to the right, which you use your joystick right, is playback. And to select that, I just use the in again. And to exit, you just hit the play button a couple of times. The third button is the timer menu. You can set the different timers for different recordings. You can do timed recording on this thing through the FM, the voice, or the line in. And the fourth menu is the one we want. That's the control menu. Now, I don't know all the options. Once again, they're not accessible, and I don't use them often. You can memorize them. If you want to do what Jonathan Mosen suggested on one of his cell phone reviews, get a sighted person to sit down with you and do a Braille table of the different menus, and you can certainly do it. And if you get lost, just turn the unit off. They always default, so all the menus are accessible in that regard. I've memorized that once you get in the control feature, two clicks to the left with your joystick get you to the line in recording deal. And it's either line in or external mic or mic, as your speech says. And you choose between the two by first selecting the option with the in the by pushing it in, and then you left and right. And you can hear, as you go left and right, you can hear it change from line in to mic. And then, like I said, you select the one you want by hitting in again, and then by hitting the play button a couple times to get out. And you'll know you're out because your file begins to play, if you've got one. If you don't, just turn the unit off. You know, press play a couple times and flip the unit off by holding down play for 2 seconds and turn it back on. That's the basics of this little gizmo. And as you'll hear, the recording quality is absolutely astounding. I've never had a recorder that sounded as good as this one to my ears. Now, I don't have the best ears. I've got good audio ears. I've always had perfect pitch and that sort of thing, but I don't hear well. I wear digital hearing aids sometimes. But that's the line-in jack. And the headphone jack is self-explanatory. It's really cool. It functions just like it should. No big deal there. Now, while I'm speaking to you, I'm going to get up, and we're going to take a trip over to my rocker. And I'm not going to rock in this thing because it squeals. You blind people know about rockers and rocking chairs, don't you? We're getting the computer case, and I'm going to take out the stereo mic because I want you to hear the cool stereo mic. It's really awesome. And I have the stereo mic in hand. It's a Radio Shack. So the next session of the review will be with the stereo mic. And indeed it will. I'm back here on SoundForge. Now this is George. Well, let's delete George.
George. Not. No. Record.
It's gone.
XMIC 0.
XMIC. Let's name this Jeff.
Edit bot.
In honor
Jeff.mp.
of our illustrious
Jeff.m.
list moderator on blindcasting. Alright, this is the final segment, and this is the stereo mic. Enjoy. This is section 3 of our test, and I'm actually on the stereo mic now, and I'm facing the center, and I've got the mics clipped to each collar. And I just wonder, is there anything I have missed about this little unit? I can't say enough good things about it. The bad things, of course, are that it's, you know, it still has some graphical user interface type stuff that we got to wait on Rockbox to see if it'll happen, you know. Anybody that's listened to my Petting Zoo podcast, this is the recorder you heard, and these are the mics here that you heard. Now, I was in mono because of a stupid mistake on my part. Not having access to the unit, I accidentally switched it to mono, and my wife forgot to tell me that it was in mono. She didn't know. She's not electronically inclined. So, that doesn't matter. She's getting that way, being married to me. She's becoming electronically inclined. But anyway, this is the end of our test. I can't test the FM radio for copyright reasons, so you'll have to experiment on that. I use this as a recorder. I'm not interested in the FM radio. If you are, that's great. I may get interested when football season starts in August. And for all you down under people and British people or European people, that's American football. Unfortunately, they don't broadcast soccer that much here. I wish they would, or European football. I wish they would. Okay, so this is the end of Section 3. I'll come back and I'll be in SoundForge. So we'll see you in just a few seconds. And I am in SoundForge, indeed. So that is the deal.
One
with...
Jeff Winamp.
The deal with
record.
The yep. recorder. Let's delete Jeff. Oh no, let's don't delete Jeff. Let's just yep. delete this file named Jeff.
Record.
Now,
no select.
The neat
no,
thing
no
about
select.
This, I'm actually deleting them from the unit itself. I'm going to close Windows Explorer.
I comparing.
Hush.
Yes.
I can't stand when speech does that. Now, I'm going to take up the unit in my hand and I'm going to disconnect it and listen. Windows XP tells me that it's gone. Now I'm going to hold down the play button for 2 seconds. And the unit is off. And I'm going to put it... No, I'm not. I was going to put it in hold, but I'm not. Now, one final note for the line in, or the XMIC, whichever you're using. Can adjust the volume. It has a volume up and down. I have mine all the way out. You can bring yours in, you know, or I have mine all the way in, rather. You can bring it all the way out. You can bring it down. If your audio is too high, bring it down. My audio is going to be a little bit high because that's just the way I listen at it. And SoundForge is recording pretty loudly right now, but I'm so glad the technology is here that we can use SoundForge to do so much with this. That's hold down the menu button, the N button, and arrow over three times to control on the right. Hit N, arrow four times to the left, and hit select. And I don't think select is required. When you change the volume, I think select is just, you know, you can press it if you want to. But that's how you turn your line in and external mic volume up and down. And you might want to do that depending on your preferences. And as I said, the sample rate and the bit rate are reasonably adjustable. I call it fully adjustable. It is well worth the money. If you have any further comments or questions, you can email me at jack, common spelling, J-A-C-K 728, at gmail.com. Certainly, thank you for listening. I'm open to any comments and questions that you might have. And for iRiver, you go to www.iRiver.com or www.iRiverAmerica.com if you're in the U.S. This has been the review that you've asked for. This is the iRiver IFP799T. I want to say thank you again to Larry Skutkan. Actually, I want to say thank you to him. I hadn't said thank you to him yet. I want to say that to Larry Skutkan for being the inspiration behind the fact that I wanted this unit. And if you'd like me to do other reviews of other things, please let me know. I thank you very much, Main Menu listeners. Have a good week. Bye-bye.